Murray Thomas, Chief Executive of the Master Plumbers and Gasfitters Association of Western Australia, joins us live this Good Friday edition of Perth Live. G'day, Murray.
Hi, Ollie. Thanks for having us. What a beautiful day for Good Friday.
It is a beautiful day, Murray.
So there's been a bit of drama with these sprays that's been happening, and there's a few media releases been put out there.
I've seen one as well that's come from the Building and Energy Division of the Department of Mines and Industry Regulation and Safety as well, Murray. So this must be a bit of a trend at the moment. People are trying to install the hoses themselves in their bathrooms.
Yeah, they've sold out. Bunnings has sold out. And there's a backlog, I think, for about 700 orders for people to buy them. So there's a real, everyone's sort of bustling to get them. But there's the main concern here, Ollie, is the back siphoning issue. So, backflow prevention is a big concern for plumbers. And we're there to protect the community against back siphonage. So if listeners want to Google back siphonage, they can have a look at some cases that have happened around the world, which have been pretty serious.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So this is really important, Murray, that if you're going to go and buy one of these things, you've really got to call up an expert to install it.
Yeah, there's got to be a licensed plumber that installs it, because with backflow, there's a number of ways that backflow can occur. There's back pressure, cross-connection, and back siphonage. And in this case, if the spray device is left in the bowl and there's a drop in the water supply pressure, the contents of that toilet may back siphon into the water supply and becomes potable and drinkable. So as far as the water provider is concerned and the regulator is concerned, this is a very high hazard. So if a plumber installs it, they will install it so there's an air gap or a device that will prevent any back siphonage occurring. But these devices that have been sold don't have any backflow devices on them, and there is a potential for back siphonage to occur.
Can you just buy any hygiene spray hose, or have you got to be careful, Murray, about whether or not they comply with Australian safety and health standards?
Every plumbing product that like that in Australia goes through a watermark process, so they're all watermarked and checked. But the ones that are selling online haven't been through a watermark process, so they're not checked, and they don't have the device that's a high hazard device that's needed to install it in the way that it's being installed at the moment. And that's the issue. Obviously in places like France and other European countries, they have bidets everywhere, but they're installed safely, and they have an air break or a gap or a device that prevents any back siphonage occurring, and so the water can't be infected through through back siphonage.
And I imagine if you're trying to save a few bucks and do it yourself as a DIY job, when it becomes an issue, it becomes a problem, then, Murray, when some of your members are called out to fix it, it becomes a much bigger problem and a much greater financial burden.
Yeah, and that's the problem. With the plumbers go out and they go out and see it. They know it's illegal. They know the installation's illegal. So then it becomes a greater problem. So, if you're worried about whether your device is installed correctly, just get in touch with a licensed contractor. They'll come out and view it and make sure that it is a compliant product and it has been installed properly. But from what we're seeing, a lot of these products aren't being installed properly, and it's unsafe, and it could cause a real problem for the water supply.
Yeah, and this is all about public health, isn't it, Murray? That's what we're talking about here. Your health and your well-being. So, don't try and do it yourself. Get an expert to do it properly and do it once.
Absolutely, Ollie. And just like most people wouldn't know, but the Water Corporation sees backflow prevention such a serious problem. They put a backflow device within the water meter so that no back siphonage or back pressure event or cross connection event can go back into the main water supply. So it's contained within your house. But the plumber's responsibility is to ensure that individual protection at every appliance is at the level that it should be. And that's the regulation that they're working to.
Yeah, really, really important. Murray, we had Dave Kelly, the Water Minister, on the program last week with a warning saying that they're getting more and more calls about people who are chucking other paper towel and perhaps wipes down the toilets instead of the toilet paper because they've obviously been unable to buy it, and they're causing a few issues for the Water Corporation. Are you hearing anecdotally anyway, Murray, plumbers are getting called because there are some blocked pipes for those very issues?
Yeah, we're going okay, though, and not as bad as some of the other states. Victoria and South Australia had some bad experiences, but West Australia at the moment is going along okay, but we can't be complacent, put things down the drain that you shouldn't do. So just as long as it's toilet paper, and all the rest of it, it should be fine, but don't be using wipes or anything that's plastic that could not break down, or it's not biodegradable. So at the moment, we're going okay. There are a few more blockages than we had in the past, but not to a level of the other states at the moment.
Murray, really appreciate the chat with you this Good Friday. Have a happy Easter.
And same to you, Ollie. Thank you.
Pleasure. Murray Thomas, CEO of the Master Plumbers and Gasfitters Association of Western Australia. It is almost time for quarantine.